Welcome to your daily devotional, September 27th. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Luke chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, 'You shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" The devil is very crafty in the manner of testing and temptations that he brings forth. Here in our text, that serpent of old even quotes scripture to God himself. Of course, it is always quoted with a twist. In this case, Psalm chapter 91, verses 11 and 12, is quoted to tempt Jesus in the area of the pride of life. In effect, the evil one was suggesting that the Son of God manifest his glory in a way contrary to the will of the Father. But it was not possible that the will of God the Son could be separated from the will of God the Father. Jesus could not sin in his humanity, nor could he bypass the cross. Notice what our Lord does. He corrects Satan by the use of God's word. "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." If he has not already done so, the devil is planning to come to call today to test you in one of the three areas of temptation common to men: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We find those listed in 1 John chapter 2 in verse 16. He may even twist scriptures to do it, or make you think you're doing a good thing to keep you from the best thing. He likes to do that on church days to distract and discourage us from worship of the living God as much as possible. What's our best response? To know God's word, to hide it in our hearts and minds, and quote back its exact words according to clear principles. Just like Jesus did. Are you resolved to stay in God's will today by leaning upon him and his word? It's good that you've read this, but I would suppose that someone or something in the devil's employ may be also reading this, fuming at our Lord's recorded response. So today, do an extra reading, say an extra prayer, and stay close to the Lord. By the accurate handling and application of Scripture, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, even as you stay strong in Christ.